Mishanti. Okay, so how did you enjoy those little slips?
Các bạn có thích cái tờ giấy nhỏ đó không?
So much. So much wisdom.
Rất nhiều sự thông thái ở trong đó.
The one I like very much. Discernment, that one. Can you read it? Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it back to you. So you can keep the last one you got. If it's not the one for you, you can swap.
Các bạn hãy giữ tờ giấy cuối cùng mà nếu mà các bạn cảm thấy nó không hợp với mình, các bạn có thể đổi.
Oh, not this one. There was one about... Where was that one? There was one about discernment, channeling grace, and not to use judgment, but to use wisdom. To use wisdom and not judgment. Yeah, that one's also good, but I just thought that particular one was mine. Yeah. Good, so what we're going to do now is to experience getting lost in Baba's love.
Và chúng ta sẽ
between now
giờ,
and 7:30.
Từ giờ cho đến 7:30 chúng ta sẽ tan vào trong tình yêu của Thượng Đế.
So just to start, you know this world is an interplay of three energies.
Thế giới này nó bao gồm ba năng lượng đang xen.
One is matter.
Một đó là vật chất.
Two is soul.
Hai là linh hồn.
And three is God.
Ba là Thượng Đế.
And it's an interplay.
Và nó tương tác lẫn nhau.
Normally, normal people, not mystics, people who are not mystics,
thông thường cái người đời thường không phải là huyền bí,
spend all their time in the physical, what we call gross.
Họ dành hầu hết thời gian vào ý thức thô.
And think about people, things and time.
Đó chính là họ nghĩ về con người, thời gian, sự vật, hiện tượng.
People, things and time.
Đó chính là họ nghĩ về thời
but
gian,
all
con
that
người,
belongs
sự vật, hiện
to
tượng.
This physical dimension.
Và tất cả đều thuộc vào chiều không gian vật lý.
And when we think about these things, we spend energy. We use energy.
Khi chúng ta nghĩ về tầng này thì chúng ta xài năng lượng của mình.
Right? So it's not that we don't need to think about those things. We do.
Nó không phải là chúng ta không cần phải nghĩ về những thứ ấy, chúng ta cần.
But be aware, the more you think about those things, the more your energy will go down.
Bạn hãy nghĩ, càng nghĩ thì càng mất năng lượng.
Because when we connect with the gross,
khi kết nối với điều thô,
we are in gross consciousness.
Chúng ta đang ở ý thức thô.
The second energy is the soul.
Năng lượng thứ hai là linh hồn.
The most common experience people have in meditation is light.
Và thông thường người ta trải nghiệm ở trong thiền đó chính là ánh sáng.
Because the energy of soul is light.
Bởi vì năng lượng của linh hồn là ánh sáng.
So we can, when we are soul conscious, even think about those things of the gross, but we don't let ourselves be pulled down.
Do vậy
like,
chúng ta vẫn có thể nghĩ về khía cạnh vật chất này, nhưng khi chúng ta ý thức linh hồn thì chúng ta sẽ không để những thứ ấy kéo mình xuống.
But it's not easy.
Nhưng nó không dễ.
Often you find you go to a meeting, whether it's your work or even for service, and your head gets so full of something, you know, and you feel, oh.
Thông thường bạn đi họp, cho dù họp công việc đời thường hay phục vụ, bạn cảm thấy là cái đầu của mình bắt đầu nó tràn đầy cái gì đó và bạn thấy ngỡ ra, ồ.
Or you go to work, you know, so it's a practice.
Hoặc là các bạn đi làm. Do vậy nó cần thực hành để trở thành thiên thần.
Bring light into everything.
Để chúng ta mang ánh sáng vào mọi điều.
But when we're using soul energy,
khi chúng ta sử dụng năng lượng linh hồn,
we're not spending, but we're not necessarily filling either. It's just like we maintain.
Chúng ta không có làm đầy, cũng không làm chi xài. Nó chỉ là chúng ta giữ được thôi, duy trì được thôi.
But when we connect with Baba,
Nhưng khi chúng ta kết nối với Papa,
it's a very different energy.
Nó là một năng lượng rất khác.
How would you describe that energy?
Trên 1.5 mở thử có được không?
You can stay for a little while, make sure it works. They're just sorting their translation. So that's a good time. You can just think, what is that energy?
Và đây là khoảng thời gian rất tốt để cho chúng ta xem xét lại năng lượng ấy là gì.
Okay, so while you go and get ready for your translation,
các bạn nghĩ xem năng lượng ấy là gì. Các bạn suy ngẫm nha.
What is your experience of the energy of God?
Từ mô tả của bạn, năng lượng trải nghiệm với Thượng Đế là gì? Có không? Chương thì nghe thấy gì?
Yeah, we're spending when we use thought energy in the gross world. It's nothing wrong with it, but you'll feel that you're spending. But when you're soul conscious, you neither spend nor do you necessarily accumulate. You're maintaining. And the vibration is light. Yeah, you practice and it's just, I mean, you see if it's true or not. See, you think about it. And what is the, how would you describe the energy of Baba?
Bạn mô tả năng lượng của Baba bằng cách nào?
No. How do you describe the energy of Baba? Just sit for a minute in silence and just feel what is, what, how would you describe that energy?
Và bây giờ bạn hãy ngồi trong tĩnh lặng. Làm thế nào để bạn mô tả năng lượng ấy?
So what words would you use to describe that energy?
Bạn sử dụng ngôn từ nào để mà bạn mô tả năng lượng ấy?
Maybe it's hard to get it just in a minute like that.
Nó có thể khó để nắm bắt từ.
Expansive, unlimited.
Đối với chị ấy là mở rộng đến vô tận.
Unlimited.
Thanh lòng. Và rất mạnh mẽ.
Yes, Sun.
Nó rộng lớn và nó trong suốt.
Transcending. Nice word. Yes, sister.
Understanding.
Understanding.
Sự thấu hiểu.
Yeah. So, you know, during this evening, when you're in that stage, you just see how you would describe it, because you know, it's good to be able to describe it for others so that they kind of ask, well, what is that? And we know what it is, but we can't always put it into words. So what words would you use? But for me, I came to the same conclusion as Gopi. It's purity and power. And then I thought, pure power. And pure power is like the power of fresh air. You know, what kind of power is that? It's such a subtle, but so necessary and so invigorating. You know, you go into pure air and you just feel different. You just, your mind even changes. So that pure power, pure water, pure organic vegetables, you know, it's just like a very subtle, a very, very subtle and gentle power. But anyway, you see tonight, a purifying. Yeah. Purifying. Yeah. So it's active. More than available, it's active. Yeah. So you can see yourself. So what we're going to explore is love. How's the translation going? Are we settled with it? Everyone listening? Translation? Okay? Good. Okay, good. Okay. So, one thing I want to ask you, can you remember Baba without love? Are you sure? Unless you're angry with him. Routinely. But that's not really remembrance, is it? Not really. Yeah, yeah. 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 Do you think you can remember Baba without love? So this also is what makes our yoga quite different. And one thing that people in Taiwan are starting to appreciate, because they're very Buddhist, is the love. Because they've never had love in meditation. You know, it's like concentration, you know, silence, emptiness. It's all very beautiful. Emptiness is also nice. But love, you know, love. It's, who doesn't need love? Who doesn't want love? So it's such a, you know, attractive experience. But what do you do when you can't get that feeling? Sometimes we want to feel Baba's love. There's no reason not to feel it, but just not generating. It's just not happening. Do you have those times? You sit to meditate and you try to get lost in Baba's love, and when you can't, often you get, your mind starts to wander here and there. So what do you do to bring yourself into that experience of love? And this is really open, you know, come and share. You can use this one. Oh, you have the microphone, yeah. Okay. What do you do when you need, when you want to generate that feeling of love, but it's not happening? I think Ruth shared a very beautiful experience this morning, because she had an experience of Baba coming and taking her hand. And so you were saying, whenever you think of it, you can get back that feeling. So just reflect yourself. Has there been a moment in your Brahman life where you really fully experienced Baba's love? Because we can always bring those feelings back. That's what's amazing about experience, and that's why it's very important to get experience. Because otherwise you don't really know, and also you can't recreate that experience. So it's very, very important that we get the experience of, I would say, all of the things Baba says, like being an angel, being perfect, our golden age stage. We need to experience being lost in Baba's love. So would anyone like to share what they do when they're just not getting that love happening? What do you do? What do you do, Arnold? You're always shining over there. What do you do? Are you always shining like that? Oh, you're in Madhuban. Oh, really? See, you are always shining like that. To experience Baba's love. Yeah. Yeah, and it's strange because
when I'm not getting there to make my thought patterns change and actually make them slower, mostly.
Yeah. And we feel very strange, no? Because we do love Baba. Why can't we create that feeling?
That's it.
Mm. Yes. What was your name again? Marion.
Okay, I very often, almost always, get the experience of power, and sometimes then I long to have the experience of love. And then once in the Muli, Baba said, my power is my love. So this was beautiful to realize that when I get Baba's power, I also get Baba's love. That was one thing. And another thing...
What's the experience of Baba's power?
I really feel power coming in.
Ah, yeah, a connection.
Yeah, I really feel it flowing through, coming in and flowing.
But not a feeling of love.
Not that easy.
Yeah.
And then, I realized when I first go to soul consciousness, so when I first go back inward to myself and have embrace myself and then go back in yoga, then I can feel Baba's love.
Lovely.
Because then I'm open to receive. And I often make the mistake of immediately going there.
Yeah.
So that's my experience.
Thank you. I don't know if you all got that, but Marianne was saying that she can experience power, but she wasn't feeling love. But Baba said that my power is my love. Do you want to swap? This one's longer. It's longer. Yeah, but, so, you know, but Baba said, my power is my love. But then what Marianne shared is that when she goes into herself and then goes to Baba, she can experience love. So I think this is a very, very big key, because Baba says we need to be soul conscious in order to be able to remember him. So even when we're experiencing Baba's power, we can sometimes not necessarily be completely soul conscious. Like it's like a Baba's giving it to us, but to be able to respond, because yoga means connection. So if it's Baba's power, I can be feeling Baba's power, but if I'm not connecting, I'm not necessarily connecting when I'm receiving power. That's my experience too. But when I connect, then I can experience that love and get more from that experience, even though the power is good. Yeah. Do you want
me
to share?
Yes. Ikiria? Can I share? Yes. Because I also, you know, only when I start generate even some remembrance of being love in myself, what does it mean to be, you know, to be just in love? What does it mean to be love? Then, because if I go just to Baba as to feel his love, for me it doesn't happen usually. I understood that more closer I understand and maybe touch in myself this being love, and then I start thinking that his love even more unlimited, more deeper, and I want just as if to taste, you know, this. And then it really, I don't know if it's connection, but it happens that it is really that I am like absorbed, that I am
absorbed,
feel
enough.
It, yes. But that's why I understood that Baba always says, you are a soul and then you come to meet a soul. The same with mm-hmm. feelings. And another moment, it's very such really private, and even I can't say when it happens, something happening in life or in service, and just, and you even do not ask Baba for it, but it's something needed. And just such a moment that it comes, and really you feel that it comes not from you, as if not from drama, and then I say, you are really God. Yes, you are God.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's very nice. Thanks for sharing, and really reflect on your own experiences. But maybe because we've just got half an hour or so, I'll share some of mine just to, you know, remind you of yours. So I studied love for 10, 15 years. You know, just like you go to university. This is a university. I did my major in love in the sense that I studied it. I talked to people. I asked people. I read whatever I could. I wanted to understand love. And from all that I'll share one experience first before I say that. But interestingly, after about 15 years of really studying, I would say, means I would ask people, then I would experiment with that and, you know, really bring it into my experience. But after about 15 years, I was sitting in meditation in a yogabhati, and these words came very clearly. I don't love anyone, and no one is to love me. And I thought, what's that? I didn't understand it. But it came very clearly. And so, of course, I was like, I had to then sit with the feeling. What does this mean? And the feeling was so pure. And what I then understood, as I, you know, reflected on what this meant, is that I don't love anyone means, like you were saying, Egidia, I need to be love. When we give love, we usually calculate who's worthy of that love, who I love and who I don't love. You know, it's very seldom, it's just unconditional and same for everyone. And in fact, in Hong Kong, we used to have this discussion. Can we love everyone equally? And I don't like that word, but should we? What word? Should we love everyone equally? I mean, is that what we're meant to be doing? Loving everyone equally. I mean, loving someone who's really causing so much sorrow, you know, in that part they're playing, the same as someone who is giving so much happiness. And we always used to conclude that it seems like we're meant to love everyone equally, but it's really not possible. Yeah. So then in that experience, I don't love anyone, it cracked. I got the answer for that. Because what I need to do is be love. Not love. Be love. And when I am love, I'm just like a flower. I mean, people will experience me. But it's not that I create that. And I don't need to think about giving love. But just being. It's natural. And it's the same for everyone. The flower doesn't think who it's going to give fragrance to. However, some people get hay fever from a flower. They get sick when they smell a flower. So in the same way, I'm not responsible for people's experience of that. Like, I can just be love, and I'm not responsible for anyone's reaction to that. Because, you know, sometimes people react. They don't understand, or they think, you know, all kinds of things according to their own journey. So, like one time I was sitting in the office and I was interviewing someone and suddenly he started to say to me, "Why are you laughing about me?" And he was like really reacted, and I thought, what? Maybe I was having a smile on my face. You know, I wasn't aware. And he thought I was laughing about him. I mean, I don't think I'm responsible for that. I mean, I can just be me. If people react to me, I don't think I need to be responsible for that. You know, because I can just be me. And another sister one time, she said to me, I was living with her and she said something like, "But I thought you were my friend." But it felt like she was saying, you know, special treatment or, you know, like a favorite, something like that. I said, maybe, I don't know, but I'm just me, you know, because that also we need to be just very clean in our relationships. And what Baba tells us is the more we're detached, the more we will be loving and the more we'll be loved. You know, not when we try to get people's love. And that was the thing. When we try to love people, all kinds of complications happen. Because sometimes, you know, they don't respond. We have an expectation. All kinds of things happen. And one time I was having a challenge in a relationship and they asked me, what's the topic you want to give for the talk this evening? I said, the courage to love. The courage to love. Because I thought, you need courage to love. And then I sat for meditation before the talk. And by the time it was ready for the talk, I said, sorry, wrong topic. I forgot. I'm not going to go there having courage to love. I can just be love. I'm not going to play with all those things. And that's what I realized. It's every time you think of something like that, it complicates it. And there's a me and them kind of thing in it. Being love.
Ah, that takes courage. To be love. It's a shortcut of all our efforts. The shortcut, because if you try to, and I'll go on to that next, but the other aspect of I don't love anyone is that one, and the other one, no one is to love me. And I thought, what is happening with this? And the feeling was that I was with Baba, I'm spoken for. You know, I belong to Baba, and I don't need to attract anyone to me. That's almost like impurity. Like if you're married, you don't flirt. Flirt means you don't try to get someone's attention because you're spoken for. So there was really the feeling of, I'm with Baba, Baba loves me completely, and I don't need, no one else is to love me. Like, it felt impure to attract anyone's love or attention. So it was such a pure feeling of love. But then the other thing after practicing, you know, studying all this for about 15 years or so, Mike George published his book called The Seven Myths of Love. If you haven't read it, it is really very, very, very good. And I thought, oh, it's just summarized everything I, you know, have thought about love and more. For me, it was really, really great to see that book come out. And one thing he says in that I hadn't thought about is that psychologists study our minds. Do you know psychologists study us? And that research is given to salespeople. Salespeople look at all the psychological research. What do human beings need? Human beings need love. So you will see that most of the marketing is to make you feel secure. If you wear this sari, everyone will love you. If you have this phone, people will love you. If you look like this, fair, dark, whatever it is you're trying to look, people will love you. And I hadn't seen that aspect of how manipulated we are when we feel that we need love. There's a whole market. Even, you know, there's those very famous cards, Hallmark cards. Today's Valentine's Day. Hallmark created Valentine's Day. They sell thousands of cards, not so much now because people send things on their devices, but it's all business. So love has become like a commodity. It's just something that you can sell things through, knowing people's insecurity. And connected with that, what Mike was saying in this book is that when we say to a baby, I love you, we're setting up a baby for lifelong dependency. Just by saying, I love you. Because what's in that is really almost like a security. I will be here for you. You know, you can't guarantee. And everyone says that, right? I love you. But it sounds so harmless, but actually, think about it. So instead, I don't know if he talks about the baby, but that's how I interpreted this thing. I love you. Deity wouldn't say I love you. Wouldn't need to. But what we could say to a baby from day one, you are love. I am love, and you are love. And remind that child throughout their whole life, you are love, you are love, you are love. Can you imagine a world where we grew up with the, you know, awareness that I am love? Unimaginable difference. So I love you and you are love, very, very different. And yet we don't have language for this. It's even a bit clumsy. I am love, you are love. It's not like I love you. That sounds very easy, right? It gets a bit complicated with language. And even in the golden age, we mentioned golden age. What's the relationship between Lakshmi and Narayan? What is that love? Do they love each other? What is that relationship? Yeah. They fall in love and get married? What happens?
Not fall.
Not fall. Just love. Companionship. Yeah. Equality. So Baba says, the proof of love. Baba says to us, the proof of love is to become equal. So when we're talking about this Bap Saman, think about it. The proof of our love is to really be equal to Baba. And I heard that one time and, thought about it the whole day. And that night Baba came and he said to me in the personal blessing, he said, the Baba has made you belong to him with so much love, and because of your love, you have the aim to become equal. And I had also thought, in that, I can love Baba, but it's not so easy to be so powerful that I'm not taken away from Baba. You know, we all love Baba, but we get, attracted, like hijacked almost. We get preoccupied with something else. So I thought, yeah, I can love Baba, but can I be so powerful to maintain that? Because Baba always uses this word constant. You know, he doesn't like the word sometimes, kabi kabi. He doesn't like kabi kabi, sometimes. Always, constant, or say sada. Yeah. So the proof of love is to become equal. So when we're talking about this, journey and destination to become Bap Saman, if we don't become equal, then it's not, maybe it's, I felt when I was thinking about that, it's very easy to say I love Baba. It's kind of cheap. It's cheap, It's easy. What's the big deal? Ah, I love Baba, I love Baba. It's not real. If I'm not equal to Baba, it's just pleasing my ears or somebody else's ears. It's not real. The proof of love is to become equal. And then Baba said to me, I said to Baba, I said, can I really become equal? I asked Baba, is it possible? Because I'd also decided, I don't know if I can really do it. And Baba said, there's still a wide gap, but make effort. It was very nice because very practical. Make effort, go from here as the embodiment of power. And that's what I realized, I need power to love Baba. It's not just enough to have emotion. I need power to love Baba. Yeah. 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 Courage. To let go of all those other distractions. Yeah. So when we're talking about this Bap Saman, it's not just, it's like the fruit of our relationship will be when we are like Baba. Baba's Baba and I'm me. So when we say equal, it doesn't mean I can become Baba. So like Baba, equal to Baba in the sense that like Baba. And so if we are genuine, then we will, make that effort to become equal. And we can only, I would say, experience the full experience of Baba's love when we are equal. Because otherwise we don't even know what that love is. It's kind of like, you know, we can imagine what it is, but we don't fully know unless we've experienced it. So this journey of becoming equal is very important. And, you know, we were talking in the reflection this morning, talking about the final times, you know, like watching the final times, the transformation of the world, what we call the destruction. You know, Baba spoke of Muli, and he said, at that time there'll be four fires. And we were all sitting there like, it was very dramatic when Baba spoke this Muli, I remember, because he was painting the picture so clearly of what will be happening. And he said there'll be the fire of the five vices. So whatever vices haven't yet been, you know, left behind, they will emerge in me. And he said, secondly, the fire of attachment. Interestingly, he said the five vices, but then he said another fire, the fire of attachment, which is one of the five, but I think it needs a special mention at that time, because that will be a very big one. Attachment to my body, attachment to, you know, all the people I see, the ones that, like Sen sang the song, come with me, otherwise I'm going anyway. Bye. You know, she just sang us that song, but that's what we need to be. Okay, you know, nothing can stop me now. I'm going. I can't stay for anyone or anything. I can't pull you with me at that time. If you're ready, come. If you're not, that's it. So the fire of attachment. And then Baba said, the fire of destruction. So the physical thing that's going on. And for people who've been through earthquakes and tsunamis and fires and all the things, it's a very terrible atmosphere, because there's so much fear in the atmosphere, and panic and upheaval and the atmosphere. And Baba also said another muli, there'll be a lot of bodiless souls around at that time too. It's not going to be a very easy atmosphere for us. And then the fourth fire is the fire of repentance. And people who have had near-death experiences, they don't usually repent or regret at what they did as much as what they didn't do. So imagine that final time, that's it. You can't make any more effort now. The too late board is up. And whatever you've attained, you've attained. If you, you know, didn't, then that's it. So the fire of repentance also can be a very big one. But what was particularly scary when Baba was talking this, he said, fire catches fire. So if any one of these gets you, all of them will get you, right? Because that's what happened. That's what happened in Australia. Fires caught fire and became so big because fire catches fire. And then it becomes so big. So, you know, we were all sitting there like, you know, like, really, there was such an, 80, was in Om Shanti Bhavan, I think. Anyway, it was the early 80s, if I remember right. So we were all sitting there like, kind of a bit terrified. The atmosphere was like, and then Baba said, but you'll all be dancing with ankle bells, won't you? And we all went, it was such a nervous kind of, yeah, I hope so. But I remember that, the way he changed, you know. And that's what he said, you'll be dancing at that time with ankle bells, feeling the new world is coming. That is where we need to be at the end. That is the stage of having the loving intellect. That is the stage of being absorbed, what's called love-lean, merged in love, absorbed in love. And if we don't reach that, it's not looking good. It's looking a bit... It's like one side or the other, you know? It's not like there'll be a in-between, I don't think. So it's not like I think we really have a choice of this becoming Bap Saman, because we don't want to be on the side of being caught up in all those fires. And what's all this about if I'm caught up in the fires? What was all of this for? Why did I come to Baba? And, you know, like, I've come to Baba to be one of those who, you know, dances and takes others beyond also and spreads that kind of atmosphere and not getting caught up in all of this. So to me, this whole thing of Bap Saman is pretty serious. And I was mentioning this morning also that, you know, when Krishna takes birth, it's not all the seniors, I believe that we won't as easily have such a easy connection with Baba, because I think Brahma Baba's part is very significant for us, his role and his being present there in the subtle regions. And Sister Janti once asked, you know, what, you know, Brahma Baba's actually doing something at the moment. He's touching. He's giving touchings. And he's inspiring. He's actually helping us. And what Sister Janti asked is, well, if he's doing something, where is the fruit of that good action going? Because he's doing something good, right? And she said, because he is Karmateet, he doesn't need any more fruit. He's got a full stock. So he's donating all of that to the Brahmins in particular, in the world in general. So I think this is what that grace is. I think it's really something, you know, that we are getting grace. And, you know, whether we call it, that's why we have to say Bap Dada, because he would have nothing without Shiv Baba. So we can't say Brahma Baba. But Shiv Baba's a little beyond everything. You know, so there's some special, very special part that Brahma Baba's playing to help us. And some of the seniors say that he will stay in the subtle region even when he takes birth as Krishna. It's possible. He was in the subtle region when he was living as Brahma. So it's possible. But I'm not risking it. Because if he's not there, I want to be able to maintain myself, you know. And also, I think we should become independent, because that's what a deity is. A deity doesn't hang off anyone else's tail, even Brahma Baba's tail. We all have to stand on our own. And so maybe Brahma Baba will be there, maybe we'll still be getting, you know, help, but I'm not taking the risk. I don't care what anyone says. I want to be Bap Saman. One, so that I'm not attached to Baba, and I will let him go, because if I'm not Bap Saman, I'm not really wanting to let him go, because I need him. But if I'm Bap Saman, I can stand in my own power. And I think that's what all of this training is for. It's so that we can stand in our own power. And one time there was a song. It was never recorded, but I love the words of that. It said, you tame us if we be wild, and then you set us free. So I feel now we're all being tamed like wild animals. Baba's taming us. Yeah? Making us very refined and very beautiful and very... And then he'll... Then we're free, because he's not there in the golden age. So we have to let go of Shiv Baba also. That's another big attachment if you let yourself think about it. he's not going to golden age. So I... Yeah. So that's what I, you know, and I think it's got something to do with Brahma Baba's part. That's why I'm really making myself ready to let them both go. But I need to be so strong in myself because I, you know, we have been dependent and we left all other dependencies and put everything on Babdada, right? So we've been doing that. Like, that's what I felt. I felt, oh, my one strength and one support of over 40 years, that's more than any other relationship, like a husband or a father or a mother or anything, because no one can give the, you all know that, the kind of love and support that we've been experiencing from Baba. No, we can't get it anywhere else. So we have to be careful of that attachment. Yeah. Yeah. If we become equal, we won't be attached.
And when they talk about when Krishna, we will all be aware of.
So Gopi's thinking is, they say when Krishna is born, the whole world lights up. So her thinking is that when Krishna is born, we'll be aware of that subtly, and we will light up because that energy and that relationship and that connection is also very real. Very, very real. Thank you. That's a lovely sharing. Yes, sister. Okay, can you take the mic? Okay.
Om Shanti. Trước tiên là mình nhận thức vào bản thân mình trước. Hiện tại thì các bạn có đồng quan điểm với tôi là cái nguồn cảm hứng của mình sẽ ít đi không?
I want to check with you that the inspiration for us now less than before. Do you agree with that?
Inspiration. I feel it's more.
Tôi nghĩ là nhiều hơn.
Và cái nguyên nhân thứ hai là bạn bị tâm ứng điều khiển bạn không?
And the second question is that you really feel that the sanskar still control you?
Và hồi nãy giờ chị chia sẻ là ngang bằng với Baba, thì theo các bạn nghĩ làm cách nào để ngang bằng và có bao nhiêu cách? Thì theo cái ý của tôi á, là muốn cái mối quan hệ sâu sắc với Baba, mình phải là người tạo cái điều kiện tiếp cận sâu sắc với Baba bằng cái tình yêu vun đắp, duy trì và nuôi dưỡng.
Because really we become equal to Baba. According to me, because in order to become equal to Baba, we have to build really deep relationship and profound relationship with love.
Với em á thì là để mà mở rộng cái mối quan hệ mình tương tác với Baba thì trong Mali Baba thường nói là hãy sử dụng ta, đúng không ạ? Và cái thứ hai á là cái phạm vi sự hiểu cái tình huống của mình khi tiếp cận Baba nó bị giới hạn, nên theo ý của em có 10 cách để tiếp cận Baba ở một cách sâu sắc và nâng cái nhận thức cao hơn là bằng 10 cách để mình viết những cái chủ đề em đang có, em muốn chia sẻ.
Because in Mali Baba said that use me, but how to use him if we really not recognize him fully?
Yes. Thứ nhất là mình hãy chia sẻ với Baba những cái lời cầu nguyện về hòa bình, là trao những cái sóng năng lượng tốt. Cái thứ hai là thư tình. Thứ ba là thư biết ơn, thư tạo niềm tin, nhận thức về bản thân, thư quan tâm, yêu cầu đặc biệt, những lời cầu nguyện và viết cho đội tiên phong trong của Thượng Đế, bạn bè và những nguồn hỗ trợ là những cái chủ đề.
So for me, I don't know that this is the way to build the relationship with Baba in profound way or not, but I have a 10 ways. One is that I really drive the praise for peace, and the second, the letter of love. The third, the letter of gratitude, and the fourth, that the letter of faith. The fifth, that means the personal realization, and the sixth, the letter of concern. The seventh, special request. The eighth, I really like write the praise the night. That means I write for the advanced party, and the 10 that is I write for fan and supporter.
Yeah, thì như vậy là cái mối quan hệ đó nó càng lúc nó sẽ được thực tế và ứng dụng cho những cái tình huống cuộc sống của mình. Tại vì mình là những chiến binh dũng cảm mà, thì mình phải có cái sự hiểu biết rộng hơn, và đồng thời mình kết nối với Baba được sâu sắc hơn. Mà nếu như không có mục tiêu này thì chúng ta đừng có bao giờ nói mình ngang bằng với Thượng Đế được hết, khi mà mình chưa hiểu được nhau.
That is the same way in order to build relationship with him, because as Baba say that you are warriors. So I don't know that this is way for me, it's work for me, because if we don't build relationship with him, we cannot become equal to him.
That's right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So we want to have 1 hour's yoga, and I'll just share a little bit. So I'd just like 2 people to conduct meditation. Maybe Arnold, you'd like to, and maybe Ruth. Would you like to come and conduct meditation? I'll just sit on the side. Oh, we lost our brother. Brother, we are ready for meditation. So this is the time to experience all of the things we've talked about. 1 hour. Let's help each other get lost in Baba's love, because we all help each other when we make our sincere efforts to concentrate. Who know? The Creator and the creation. We are the seers. We can see what is happening. Let me sit with Baba and see through Baba's eyes the state of the world. With the dispassion, the detachment, that Baba has. It is very clear that the world needs to go through this transformation. And it's also very clear that I will play a major part at this time. Prepare myself by becoming Bab Saman. After all you have heard on this topic, just see yourself in that state of Bab Saman. And the role that you will be playing. With Baba.
am an instrument to channel God's love into the world.